And I'd also like to thank people as well. I'm actually start off by thanking people. Naomi and Diana and everybody in JFJFP and Khaled and everybody in SOAS for organising this. And it's kind of funny that, well, even though I'm thanking people, I'm feeling like I'm facing a firing squad. On the wrong side of the firing squad, should I say, because I've been on the other side before. Because of my involvement in Palestine Solidarity, because of my involvement in the Ireland Palestine Solidarity campaign, I've many times kind of helped organize things like these book launches and told people, oh, is this your life work? Okay, you've got 15 minutes to talk about that. Yeah. So it's kind of karma what goes around. So what I want to talk about very briefly for about 10, 15 minutes is, well, why I wrote this book in the first place, and also very briefly what it's about. I suppose the real reason I wrote the book, though it's an academic book, and possibly too academic, I'd like actually your feedback on that for those who have read it, is that I wrote it very much so it would be useful. I wrote it that it would be useful for the movement that it's talking about and useful for the wider Palestine Solidarity movement. What I wanted to do was a couple of things. The first thing was to kind of help make the movement legible in terms that made sense to participants and made sense to sympathizers, because there have been accounts of Jewish opposition to Israel, but they've all been, or mostly been, incredibly, putting it mildly, unsympathetic. In fact, I think in the book I kind of compared these accounts, like stuff like Anthony Julius's stuff, or even, let's say, Jeffrey Alderman's review of my book, as equivalent to the KKK giving their opinions on what the white civil rights movement in the United States was up to. It's the same kind of level, and it's the same kind of reason for doing it. It's done to discredit the movement. And so there's an awful lot of bad faith in these particular accounts. And I think it's interesting, so even though they don't, these attacks on the movement don't really reveal much about the movement, it does reveal a lot about the people attacking it and the insecurities which I think this movement of people have caused in the wider Jewish world. Having said that, criticism is necessary. And this is the second reason that I wrote the book, to kind of ask questions of the movement. And the questions that I thought was fruitful to ask of the movement, kind of obviously, are those that people within these groups ask of themselves. Is the work that's being done useful? And what is actually useful work? And in that, what I did do is I studied opposition to Israel precisely as a social movement. I was comparing it to other movements, such as the wider Palestine Solidarity movement, but solidarity more generally. And the reasons for doing this is because I feel that this isn't a group sui generis. This isn't totally separate from other stuff that's going on in the world. That the issues that are definitely unique to Jews who criticize Israel are at the same time, I think, very relevant to others in other solidarity movements, in other distant issue movements. So the central questions I was asking to talk about what I was talking about in the book were the questions of identity and identity formation, and, as in Jewish identity, and how this relates, and how the whole groups and the people involved in it relate to Palestine and Palestinians and their struggle for justice and freedom. So what I did, if you start talking about identity first, there's the positive issues of identity in movements, and the positive issues I don't think can be overstated. The fact is that identity that is created through movement organization gives people a collective purpose. And without this kind of collective, yet also individual identity formation that happens during the process of thinking and talking about this issue with others who are active in it, there wouldn't actually be any activism. All you would have is occasional isolated grumbling, rather than what you have had, which is concerted, directed, organized action. And it is the collective identity that the movements have developed that has helped this. And I was fascinated by the various narratives of involvement, because I felt that these narratives kind of narrated not just how did people get involved, whether like going to Israel, whether it was through going to Israel or whether it was through like involvement with Palestinians or whatever the reason. These narratives of the self and one's own journey also narrated the goals of the movement, also narrated the potential allies, the future that people thought they'd have, and also, very important for a social movement, identified who they saw as the enemy. All social movements, almost by definition, are oppositional, have enemies. And so I suppose one could talk about the enemies as being Zionists. So whereas the self was portrayed, or is portrayed, I think, as universalist, as active and cosmopolitan citizens who are trying to affect and change the world, yet cosmopolitan in a way that is rooted in Jewish identity, in a way Zionism, that many of the people have rejected who have been involved, have been seen as parochial, narrow, not getting it yet. And this kind of construction of self and movement has impelled people towards activism, and has also kind of in a way determined the type of activism, which is kind of human rights and justice based, that one isn't just supporting one side or another, one supporting a universalist idea of justice. So all this is all well and good, but there's also a price to be paid for identity construction. And the price, the problematic element of identity, is that when one builds up one's own identity, when one builds up the activist identity, is one doing it at the expense of Palestinian subjectivity? Does the activism just become about ourselves rather than about the distant issue? And this is a question not just for this movement, but I think for all solidarity movements. This is, in fact, I said I'd give an anecdote about Belfast, because this is, in fact, the second time I've launched the book. The first time was up in Belfast, in the West Belfast Festival, at Fela up there. And when one of the people were asking me, like, well, look, is what you're talking about, that these Jews are just interested in Jews and Palestinians are just to the side, I have to say, I actually laughed. Because I said, the story I gave was, look, on my way here, West Belfast, I got lost. The reason I knew I was lost was because I started seeing Israeli flags. So I knew I was in a Protestant area. And then when I started seeing Palestinian flags, I knew I was in the right area because that was a Catholic area. So you're talking about how other people use Palestine and Israel in order to express their own identities, whereas this is very much what is being done in Belfast. This is very much what is being done, I think, to an extent, by all solidarity movements. And I think, I mean, they laughed as well, and they got what I was saying, because it is a problem with all distant issue movements. The problem is you're concerned about what's interesting for your local area, what your local field, of concern, and you kind of disregard Palestinian demands. And this is especially a problem, of course, in relation to Palestine, because of the disarray of the political field there, that the question of who or what we're in solidarity with, which again was something we were really discussing, is something we have to face. But I think one thing is for sure, that we're not in solidarity with misery. You can't be in solidarity with victims. That you can give charity to. You can, at best, be interested in their human rights. But that isn't political action. And in a way, if you're involved in a political movement, you have to address and understand Palestinians and Israelis as political actors. Now, I think this is kind of understood by most people, that's kind of well and good. The devil, in a way, is in the details. And the details are what the book is about, I suppose, discussing how this problematic works its way through. My way of trying to understand it was that I kind of fell in love with Pierre Bourdieu and his theories of fields of actions. I thought that was a really interesting way of structuring how to think about the details and think through the details. So, for instance, I was seeing the disagreements that people have over the boycott as being, some people support the boycott, some people don't, the boycott of Israel, sorry. And I was saying, well, the people who don't generally kind of prioritize the Jewish field. And within the Jewish field, it doesn't seem to make much sense to talk about boycott. Whereas if you prioritize the wider political field, it makes more sense to talk about boycott. It makes more sense to, if you want to affect that field, to promote this. So this also kind of deals with the kind of wider issue as well, which my wider kind of theorization of the movement is that the movement is structured by the kind of tension between various fields. On the one hand, you have the movement actors. On the other, you have the local fields, the local area of concerns. And on the third way, you have the distant field. And the movement is constituted through the tensions between these fields. And I talk about these tensions as a way of constituting the movement, not as a barrier to it, not actually as a barrier to the goals. Because if the maintenance of the, and rather than the resolution of these tensions maintains the movement. So for instance, you do need to consider Palestinian demands if you're in this kind of movement, or else you simply become part of the problem. But at the same time, you do need to make your language accessible, and you do need to make your message of relevance to people in this country, or else you're simply no longer of relevance, and what you say is no longer of relevance. And so this consideration of this kind of tension between like Palestinians, local areas, and the activists themselves is in a way what the book is about. And so how to kind of do all this, there's been a lot of arguments, especially I think within this movement. But I suppose one of the contributions to end up here of the book that I wanted to do is that by framing the question this way, what I wanted to show is that the kind of disagreements over tactics aren't underlying divisions. There is underlying unity here. And so what I wanted to do was, in a way, provide a discussion document for people who are interested in Jewish opposition to Israel and support of Palestinian rights. And in some kind of small way, contribute to this particular movement and the understanding of it. In the same way that I argue that this particular movement does contribute in a very real way to the cause of Palestine and to the cause that Palestinians have dedicated to themselves, to their own liberation. So with those few words, I'll pass to too many words. Thanks very much.